The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The weather continues to be absolutely spectacular. Here in the City of Angels early this morning as the sun's coming up over the horizon and we realize we are just 72 hours away and some change from the Super Bowl. The Bengals and the Rams. The Rams, the away team, but they are playing in their home stadium, and what an absolutely gorgeous picture that is, taken a little bit earlier on this morning. That being said, welcome in to the Early Edge. I'm the coach. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We're powered, as always, by the Almighty Sports Line, the best value in all of sports betting. Hopefully, you guys have all enjoyed our content on our social media pages. You've been eating it up. We've got a little bit of a schedule we got to get to, but first, we got to look back at yesterday. A little recap. It was a 4-4 day. Mikey goes 1-1. Allie misses her flyers, but if you follow her on Twitter, you know she hit that over last night. Then the underdog 1-1. We'll have another underdog play today. And then from the site, our man Jeff Hockman nailing the Stars. We'll have another play from him coming up a little bit later on here in the show. Our schedule for the remaining part of the week looks a lot like this. Later today, 6:30 Eastern time, our mega preview, our final mega preview before the Super Bowl on Sunday. Then on Sunday, it's a full day of shows. We'll have a normal morning show, then the final preview, 2.5 hours at 4 Eastern time. Then for the first time ever, we will have a live watch party, and we will cash tickets together as an Early Edge community. All right, all the housekeeping is done, so let's bring in the stars of the show. Look, 5 wide. It's been beautiful all week. The man sitting next to me first, though. He is the OG. He's our rock. Have you had fun this week, Mr. Larry Harstein, the maestro?
Good morning, Coach. I've had a lot of fun, especially last night. We had a chance to go out with our CBS colleagues to a beautiful dinner, and I happen to be sitting across from a 2-time Super Bowl winner, Brian McFadden, and I was asking him, what is going through your mind as the Super Bowl is playing out? And he's saying to me, you know what? I don't want to be the guy to screw it up for my team. I don't want to be the reason that we lose a Super Bowl. And I kind of feel the same way about this Early Edge crew and the role that we're on. I just don't want to screw it up.
Nobody wants to screw it up. I love that story. Now, let's bring in the other stars of the show. You know, live from Nashville, Tennessee. He's looking all kinds of dapper this morning. M Squared, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. Happy to be here. Ready for some more college basketball, trying to shake off that Houston game, blowing that 15-point lead last night.
That was absolutely brutal to watch. A slow, like a tooth extraction or something. Now, we haven't had him on all this week, but you know it makes a lot of sense. When we're talking sports books, we're talking line movement, we're talking props. Got to have my man, Micah Roberts. Micah, good morning.
Morning. How you guys doing? Look like you're having so much fun, so much excitement there. You know, I wish I was there. I'd take you on a pub crawl down Sunset. We start at the Den. We say hello to some actors. Jason Siegel's always there. I would love to show you guys around.
Well, I tell you what, if you would have been out here, you could have participated in the Sportsline Olympics. I would love to see you in a coin flip contest. Now, she is the ice queen for a reason. She's Alabama for a reason. Allie, welcome back to Early Edge. Good morning.
Hi, hoping to redeem myself after that Flyers pick from yesterday.
Hey, it's okay, because as we all know, there's way more picks on the site. You had a winner on Twitter. please follow all my cappers on social media. You don't want to miss one single pick. All right, let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And we're going to go in a little bit of a different order. We're going to start with the Super Bowl. And Maestro, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, big news with Caesars Sportsbook going to 3.5. Every other book is either at 4 or 4.5. And I was just texting with Craig Mucklow, who we had on the show yesterday, about why he made that move. And he said, you know, we've been heavy with Bengals money ever since Mattress Mack put the $4.5 million there, and it's been steady action. He just wants to test the appetite for Rams money, and he told me he's going back to 4 at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So if you want the Rams, you have got to place it at Caesars right now, because that's the only book dealing 3.5.
Wow. The fact that he would actually make it public when they're going to move the number back, that's an interesting way to go about it. But what is their real thought process? Micah, let me come to you.
They're shaking in their boots. 7.7 million risk. That's enough to make you do some crazy things. But it's actually a smart thing, because you're going to get money on the Rams. And hope for the best is that you get the Rams to win by 3 and you scoop all the chips. And so that was a money line bet at Mattress Mack on the Bengals. And they'll get Rams money here. You buy it down, lay the extra 10 cents, get the 3. And that's the way you bet. So they should get a lot of money back, but they still got a ways to go, I'm sure, to make up or at least be even when the game kicks off. They're going to be very long on the Bengals.
We're going to be talking a lot about it on the 2.5 hour watch preview, then our watch party at 6:30 Eastern. All kinds of the movement we'll be talking about right here on The Early Edge. Now, while we are focused on the Super Bowl, college basketball continues to roll on. And there's some teams that surprisingly are on bubble watch that we never would have imagined. Mikey, what do you got?
Yeah, we've got some big teams on bubble watch here. Starting tonight, Michigan +3 on the road at Purdue. Definitely on the bubble watch. Definitely a win if they could get it. That would put them squarely in the consideration. Stanford and Oregon, both of these teams are pretty much on the bubble watch here as well. Stanford +8.5 at Oregon tonight. And then finally, Washington State. This team has been up and down at times. They're +6 on their home floor. Great opportunity for them tonight if they can beat Arizona to get into the tournament.
All right, we'll keep our eyes on that. Can't wait for some more college basketball picks. As always, we'll have our underdog pick exclusive to social media coming out a little bit later on today. Now, she is everything hockey for us. And right now in the NHL, there's a lot of things moving around, including coaches. Allie, what do you have?
So yesterday, the Habs fired their head coach, Dominique Ducharme, and the Habs are currently 8-37 this season, so it's not necessarily without cause, but he didn't even last a year because he was just hired in later February last season. So this is the fourth coach this season just to be fired in the NHL, and I really do think the teams kind of pick it up. Martin St. Louis is their interim head coach, so it'll be definitely interesting to see if this makes the improvement or if the Habs are just kind of so far gone. But I do think we'll see a little something interesting tonight.
All right. She's always keeping her eyes on everything, and you never know when she's going to find a little nugget that we can hang our hat on. All right, let's get into our board for the day. We got several picks that we're very, very excited about. By the way, I didn't mention, follow our man Buckets on social media. Yesterday, he was like 7-1, 8-1 with his soccer picks. He has 3 more that are up there today. But from Sportsline, if you're not a Sportsline member yet, what in the world are you doing? Use the promo code EDGE. I'm going to give you 30 days for free. Then after that, you're going to be playing with house money. I mentioned to you that Jeff Hockman nailed the Dallas Stars last night. So we need to go with the hot hand. That's exactly what we are going to do. So Hurricanes and Bruins are going to drop the puck at 7 Eastern time. We're going to go under 6 in this game for a lot of reasons, but I don't have time to tell you. Just trust it. And if you're a Sportsline member, there is a write-up at Sportsline that you can read for yourself. By the way, speaking of Sportsline, go to our social media page, Twitter. My man Andrew Gambas could not wait until Saturday. Could not wait until UFC 271. We dropped a best bet today. It's live right now on social media. All right. You guys know I love me some Mikey. You know I love me some M squared, but it's because I get to do this every single day and I love it so much. So let's get to my cappers boards. M squared, you know the drill. Son! Oh, I got to do this at dinner last night, by the way. Give it to me.
I would have loved to seen that at dinner last night, Coach, but I'm going to this Purdue and Michigan game. I'm taking Purdue -3. I know this might be a little bit of a letdown spot typically for them. However, I don't trust this Michigan team at all. Purdue has the number one offense in the country, facing a Michigan defense that really rates outside of the top 80 in terms of defensive efficiency. They are going to have their hands full down low with Edie, and then Jaden Ivey is definitely going to be a problem for this Michigan team. I believe they're 3-6 against the spread on their home floor. This number at -3, I would play it up to -3.5, which is where it is moved to, but it should be closer to 2 full possessions. I make this one 6 in the Sims. So I'm taking Purdue here. I don't think it's a huge letdown spot for them. I think they take care of business. And then my second play, Coastal Carolina +1. Love this spot for them. They're the best team offensively in their conference. They rate a little bit better defensively, as the team they're playing here is 215th in defensive efficiency. Again, this game's on their home floor. It's a rematch from a few weeks ago when they played on the road, ended up walking away with an overtime victory. But the simulations make this one -3.5. Pretty big edge. If you shop around, you can also find some +1.5s out there. But Coastal Carolina gets it done tonight.
Yeah, we know how important those half points are when you're talking about a spread of 1 or even 2 points. Mikey, quick question before I move on. I got a lot of tweets during the Purdue and Illinois game. When you have a Big Ten matchup that is so close on paper, how would you feel about laying the -150 or -160 on the money line for Purdue over Michigan?
I generally shy away from it in college basketball like this, but it does profile as a spot where you can take the money line on Purdue, especially as this one gets to 3.5. If you get it at 3, I'd rather stick at the -3. It just kind of depends on what number you can find. But if you're forced to play the 3.5s and you're laying -115 on it, you're going to be better off on the money line.
All right, very good. It's all about educating and entertaining. All right, let's go from the college hardwood now to the NBA. As they approach the All-Star break, the trade deadline is behind us. And it was a little weird last night, Mike, to watch the Sacramento Kings, and you got the bonus playing and not in a Pacers uniform. So I'll get used to that. But it's also a little more difficult to cap when new players are coming in and other players are going out. I know you got 2 plays for me. The floor is yours.
Yeah, this spread's a little higher than I expected. It leads me to believe that Cade Cunningham might not play for the Pistons tonight. But everything about the Grizzlies, I love. I love watching them play. They have covered 6 of their last 7 games. The last 3 by 12 points or more. The last 2 scoring 135 points in each of those. And it's led by Ja Morant, who just keeps getting better and better every game, which is why I recommend 25-1. Just a little shot, a little something throw on him. 25-1 to win the MVP, because 30 points or more 9 of his last 11 games is pretty impressive. And it's leading to wins. It's taken them to the next level offensively and defensively. They've got the best hustle meter. First of all, they're the best cover team in the NBA. That's number one. They're also number one in steals, block shots, and rebounds. Number one. And this has all happened over the course of the last month and a half. And they are charging forward. They're a team that is really going to give the Suns and Warriors some trouble in the West. For this one, though, I expect them to keep rolling, doing their things. They just wipe out teams and do it very effectively. Also, we have the Bucks at Suns, a rematch from last year's finals. Remember, the Bucks won the last 4 after the Suns jumped out 2-0. I think the Suns are still a little irritated about that, and they're playing better at the moment. Both teams are healthy. That's a good thing. But the Suns are just in such a roll. They do everything so well. The bench is so good. They're number one 3-point shooter in the NBA's Cam Johnson. Suns get the cover, lay the 3 here with them. And that's all I got, guys.
Now, do you, before I move on, not have any reservations? Because you know me, I've got to lay it all out on the table, because we're out here in Los Angeles. We've watched the Bucks the last 2 games absolutely blow the doors off the Clippers and the Lakers. Does that not give you pause at all?
Those are the Lakers and the Clippers. That was an exhibition practice game for this one. You know that's true.
Come on. Very nice. Very nice. Drop the mic for Micah Roberts. All right. From the NBA now, we got to go to the ice. And you don't get the nickname Ice Queen unless you have earned it. Allie, you're up.
Okay, so today I'm going to take the Capitals and the Habs over 6, and the over is 9-2 since the New Year's for Habs games. And like I said, they just are getting a new coach tonight, so it could be really interesting because I know at the beginning of the season we were all trashing the Blackhawks, and then they got a new coach and then won that game, which is kind of a surprise. So I think the over is a really good spot here because a lot of those games that have gone over, it's not really because the Habs have been scoring, but it's because their defense and goaltending has just been terrible. Primo has a 5.73 GAA at home and Montembeau has a 4.85 at home. Against the Capitals, that's really kind of dangerous. And then if we have, though, the added kind of protection for, oh, the Habs are might be more motivated to score, that could lead us to a fairly easy over tonight. So we're going to take the over 6.
And I would encourage all of you sitting at home right now watching, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on CBS Sports HQ, whether you're listening on Apple or Spotify, wherever you are hearing me right now, get this play in. Because the one thing you don't want to happen is go to your sports book in 4 hours and see that it's 6.5 because the line moved because of our girl Allie. All right, get it in and do it right now. Last night was a lot of fun having the Stars and the Preds over 1-1, 5 minutes to go in the second period, 3 minutes later, it was 4-4. It was 3-3. And we cashed right at the beginning of the third period. I loved that last night. All right. Now, he is our rock. He is our anchor for a reason because he's been here, everybody, since day one. Unfortunately, your wheel's up tonight. So this is your last show out here. Make it good.
All right. There's been so much talk about kickers this week. I think this has got to be the most talked about kicker Super Bowl ever. And I'm going to stay with that theme. And I'm going to say each kicker will make at least a 33-yard field goal coming back at minus 104. You can also get this at Caesars if you want to go up to 35-yard and get it at plus 110. Now, Matt Gay has gone over this in 4 straight games. And Evan McPherson has done this 10 straight times. You have two coaches who don't go for it. They are both in the bottom half of not going for it and going for the field goal. So I love this play. Both teams to get at a field goal of at least 33 yards. And then my second play, this is a number that you will find all the way up to minus 165, but I got it minus 145. Look at the various books. The Rams to have more first downs than the Bengals. The Rams have outgained their opponents by more than 1 yard per play in the playoffs. The Bengals have been outgained in every single game. During the regular season, the Rams averaged 21 first downs a game. The Bengals under 20 first downs a game, I believe at 19.7. I think this is a nice way to play the game, especially if you don't want to lay the big money line. You could lay a money line all the way minus 175, minus 180. Here's another way to attack it. It's only minus 145.
We'll be talking about all these kinds of bets, but it's very, very important. I can't emphasize it enough how important it is to get it in when our guys or gals give you the number. Again, we'll have a full 2.5 hour show on Sunday and then a live watch party. All of these tickets, we're keeping track of them, and then we'll have them all set and ready to go on Sunday. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Coach, I just want to say that those two plays bring me to 10 official plays given out on the show for the Super Bowl.
And how many showdowns do you have?
3, and I believe 1 pending with you.
Well, I think we could probably take that off pending and put it to we're going to do that as well. All right, we are up against it. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of an entire crew this week. Can't thank them enough, and it looks absolutely glorious. M squared, he's on 2 plays. Purdue minus a 3 over Michigan. Coastal Carolina plus the 1. Look at Mike Roberts. Those numbers have changed since this morning. Grizzlies minus 12. Suns minus 3. Late games for both. Then Alabama on 1 over, but again, follow her on social media. Capitals and Canadians will go over 6. And then the Maestro. You just saw the 2 plays from the Super Bowl that he is giving out as well. Then a little bonus pick for Micah. Ja Morant before this number comes down, because this kid is absolutely killing it right now. Get it in at 25-1. Then the gym today. Oh, did we mention that the Waste Management Phoenix Open is starting this morning? The early tee times have gone out, but these are 2 later tee times. Let's put it all together. Plus 543. Round 1, Hideki Matsuyama. He has been on fire so far in 2022 over Matthew Fitzpatrick. Then Adam Scott over Harold Vonna III. Now you're going to say, Coach, HV3 just won last week in Saudi Arabia. That's exactly why we bet against him in the first round. jet lag, had to travel a long way to get here and then come out and play good in the first round. Usually in these instances, they go into the second, maybe even a miscut. Then the third part of the gym today, Capitals Canadians, because we have all of our trust in our girl, Alabama, plus 543. All right, we're going to be here throughout the day. We'll be here as part of the prop special later today, and then we'll have our very own mega preview at 6:30 Eastern time, and we'll break everything, props, maybe a little fantasy, whatever you want. That's our last mega preview later today. But right before that, don't forget, 6 p.m. Eastern time, powered by Sportsline. Best bets, props, DFS, futures, anything you want. We've got you covered the entire day, including at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We're still fired up. We're still going strong. Those are your marching orders. Best of luck. See you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.